Coach Huger is here courtside with us. Coach, good to have you here. You got a workout tonight from Purdue Northwest, didn't you?
Yeah, we definitely did. We got a nice workout today. Those guys came to play. You know, they were hungry. They were excited to be here. And we got to be just as excited. You know, we got to bring our energy. And we didn't bring our energy today. So it was good. It was good.
Well, another case where I think you would say that the first half the defense wasn't as focused as it needed to be, but the second half, especially the first 8 or 10 minutes, your defense really sort of swung this game.
The defense was really good in the second half. First half we were non-existent. We weren't nowhere to be found in the first half. Second half guys came to play and played really good defense in the second half. We were able to stretch the lead and we were able to, you know, build it up, and that's what it was. I mean, we just chipped away at it. But we got so many things we got to work on, you know. It's just not having these preps, and now you're going live into games, and next up is Buffalo. We got to be prepared for those guys on Sunday.
Yeah, tonight you started out really hot from three. You had open looks and knocked them down, and sometimes that sort of lulls you into a false sense of security. Is that sort of what happened?
No, I wouldn't say that. I thought the defense – we played good offensively, and then the defense kind of like, yeah, we can outscore them. We don't really have to defend. We don't really have to lock down. And that was the difference. And then we missed a couple shots, and now we're not playing defense and missing shots. That was the difference in the game and what brought them back in at halftime. Second half, we were able to lock down much, much more, much better in the second half and did a real good job in the second half.
Well, Coach, your combined post players, you look at Jacob Washington, 8.6 rebounds. Dylan Swingle gets you 4 and 4. If you can get 12 and 10, 13 and 10 from those two guys combined, is that pretty much the best you can look for?
That's a good job. Not the best. They can do much better than that. But that's a good job for those guys right there. And, you know, he Wash was playing well. He was running well with those guys and defending. He was really defending and playing physical. And you know, that's all I could ask of him. He did a real good job tonight.
Well, four games in, now you begin Mid-American Conference play. What kind of questions have been answered with this team? Let's start with depth. How do you feel about your depth?
I think we're very deep, and now it's just the intensity. We got to bring that intensity from everybody. And, you know, we can't have a lull or a lapse in energy that, you know, once you go to the bench. You know, the bench got to give us more energy and more production. So that's what I'm looking for from the bench, to give us more energy and more production.
Caden Matheny tonight, 5 of 7 from the floor, and also 4 of 6 from three. And you talked about him making that big shot down at Boone, North Carolina, the other night. He seems to have a knack for really coming up with baskets when you kind of need one to get going. He's a scoring point guard, and that's what you expected, right?
He's definitely a scoring point guard. He can shoot it very well. He has deep range on that jump shot. Got to cut down on the turnovers. You got too many turnovers right now. We got to do a much better job taking care of the ball, and that's the biggest thing right now, is doing a better job of taking care of the ball.
And before we let you go, obviously you guys worked and wanted to play a game tonight. You got Purdue Northwest to come in on short notice. Did you get what you wanted out of this game tonight in preparation?
Oh, yeah. They definitely gave us a run. They gave us a run. They didn't come here to lose, that's for sure. They came here to win the game. They were tough. They played extremely hard. It showed our guys. It woke our guys up that anybody could beat anybody if you don't come to play. Anybody could win the game. So it definitely showed our guys that you got to come with your A game every single time you step on this court.
Coach, appreciate your time. Congrats on the win. We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Final score, BG 88, Purdue Northwest 67.